pleasure and Derech Hashem. Shiur number 32. Sunday. Heivat. 29. And we're up to the section in Derech Hashem. And we're up to Perek Beis in the second section. Very quickly, first section talks about. The section has three paragraphs. In the first paragraph, the Derech Hashem establishes logically that since everything in the world is because it's a purpose, the purpose of everything is to play a part in the ultimate purpose of the world, is that mankind should purge itself and end up bonding with Hashem, or fail to do that, Bechira. So everything plays a role to further the purpose of the Bria as a whole. That's in paragraph 1. And everything's nature, whether it's everything's nature, you know, things of different natures, animal, plant, physics, chemistry, every nature is perfectly constructed to play its role. Like a huge factory. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out the jobs. And everybody knows their role, and everybody plays their role. And every the nature, the laws, the natural laws of everything is perfectly fit, whether it's animals' instincts or solids, gases, liquids, events that occur. Everything plays its role to be a cog in the machine of the chugging towards its ultimate goal. Not only does that tell us that it was created with a purpose in mind, with that purpose in mind for which it was slated, but it also really logically tells us that there's constant hashgacha, because there's constant, Hashem is constantly seeing if it's, so to speak, like you're counting on your workers, to make sure that they are still needed, right? A company doesn't need workers, so it fires workers, gets rid of them, doesn't need it, dead weight, right? Maybe there's loyalty, so you get schar, but, so there's hashgacha in creating everything for a specific purpose, and the chofer, everything's continued existence, to see that it's still playing its role. Paragraph 2 said that since we established in the parak, in the first section, that everything has transcendent forces above it, spiritual forces, transcendent forces, that's really where the playing field is. And then it's mishtalshel lamata at the end of the chain and exists down here as objects, as things, or as events. So everything that I just said, says the Derech Hashem, is really true about Lamala. And Hashem created these transcendent forces, and their transcendent forces have their nature, and everything is attuned to play a role in bringing the Bria towards its goal. And here, everything is attuned that when it's Mishtalshel Lamata, it'll affect mankind, it'll affect this world, in a way, so that he's not only, everything he said about in paragraph 1 is true in paragraph 2 about the transcendent forces, and he's being mashgiach to see that connection is there and bringing forth its goal, and the malachim are in charge of that last step of connecting the last link in the chain, we'll call it, to Lamata, to the physical world, the world that our senses can detect. And that's what he checks on that also, to make sure the Malachim are doing their job. Okay, so there's Hashgacha there too. Paragraph 3 tells us that this is all well and good when we're talking about things that are reacting to the transcendent forces, which is virtually everything, with the major exception of us, of mankind. Since mankind has Bechira, and we're pulling the strings. And he's described in Perikei in the first section that it goes up and then it comes down again. We give koach or take away koach from the transcendent forces with good, with evil, with good choices, with bad choices. We are mechazek the transcendent forces of good, of perfection, of spirituality, of connection to Hashem, or we ruin them. So if so, so on a person there has to be even more hashgacha, so to speak, a different kind of hashgacha. Here the Hashem has to be mashgiach on the specifics of everyone's actions every day, every move, because everything affects what happens, and a person has to be rewarded or punished for his deeds. So that has to fit into the entire scheme of things also. In the first two paragraphs, everything's reactive. So Hashem has to make sure that the machine is running smoothly, the way it was built. But now we introduce a wild card. We introduce what a person chooses to do. So there has to be hashgacha that a person, what happens to a person, is in consonance with what he deserves should happen to him through his deeds. He's going to elaborate upon this in the second parak. This is just a general outlook. So while by an animal there's a more general hashgacha, now to make sure that, you know, animals are there and animals are doing what they're supposed to do to further the shleimus habriyah, a person whose every action brings a reaction, when it's bechira, we're talking when there's bechira of tov and ra. So every action of a person causes a reaction. So now that's a whole new, you know, until now a very easy equation. Oh, that's always easy for Hashem. But the point is now there's another factor. Because people are people, and people do good, and people do evil, and they deserve punishment, they deserve reward, and that has to fit into the total scheme of things also. So as the world is chugging to its ultimate goal, every individual has to fit into the picture. It's like if you have a huge jigsaw puzzle, so it's not enough that every piece should fit, and you're working on a $10 billion piece jigsaw puzzle, and every piece has to fit, but the pieces are jumping around. And you have to deal with the pieces that are jumping around, and you have to make sure they ultimately fit into the entire jigsaw. And meanwhile, they're jumping around. So you have to, they're jumping here, jumping there. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to compensate for that. We got to compensate for that. We got to make sure that if the piece is a good piece, it gets its reward, and how that affects the entire jigsaw puzzle. If cloudy cell is zochen and it rains, so that affects the whole jigsaw puzzle. Now we have to maybe reboot.